don't regret anything she said. Maybe ask a tone about the poetry hidden in the attic. Maybe I caught a glance of Isadora's long red scarf, pointing out a direction to me. Arriving at the small and pretentious grave, I had to confess to myself that this was why I had come here. Although I did not know what I expected to be, which kind of experiences I wanted to share with someone nearly 40 years dead. So I asked the tombstone, "Are you here, Jim?" Of course, neither the stone nor Jim nor Jim's ghost answered. "You sent the best, is the best," I stated. "But from Venice, California, your old lady Eastwood, she ended up here at the Pia Lachaise." Moroccan village, spending the rest of your days in peace, or to go and drown yourself in booze. Does not matter, the grip of your songs and my life still holds tight. Then someone said, Monsieur, no ghost for a change, but one of the cemetery's wardens who told me the place would close in half an hour. D'accord, I said, she did, and walked all the way back, leaving a silent goodbye not only to Jim, but also to his fiddery. And I've forgotten the day stars in the east. In the west, the setting sun gently touched the grand scheme man-made horizon. Its slowly fading rays being substituted by shining street lanterns that make up the megalomaniac cocoon of the city of lights.